worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 9 with our practice today with verses 6 through 8. But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to human beings. Talk to your friends and ask them what Jesus has healed in their life or the healings they have witnessed firsthand in Jesus' name. Can you say brain cancer? Can you say broken heart? Can you say the strength of a giant? Have you ever seen a car lifted off a boy by a child as skinny as can be? Binging stopped? Alcohol dropped? Cocaine's pain? You know, your nose you thought would never be the same. A heart attack? Someone out of nowhere that's got your back? Protected as chaos rose. Do you know Jesus isn't afraid to row in the know? You know the mathematical miracles once hidden from man that perfected space travel, bringing rockets back to Earth with a smile as they land. This is what belief does for the few and far between. Miracles granted, reversed to being pristine. No matter the situation, no rebuttals refused. Only in Christ do we see these miracles, able to overcome the abuse of those being rude. Let God be your glue, G-L-U-E. For God will always love you eternally. Once you submit to his amazing divine truth, here you are forgiven. Here you are healed. Here you are smitten with God who remains fully real. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. Lord, we just ask for that person today that's out there in the world, even one we rejoice over, comes to know your redemption. Lord, we ask that we be an instrument to that peace, something that comes about today that separates the entire situation into a divine revelation. Lord, we ask for that healings, that forgiveness. Help someone pick up their mat and rise and walk and go home. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We don't forget about the war in Ukraine that we pray for so true. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen, healing from a stroke. They figured out her food routine. This is what was given to her forcefully by a feeding tube. It turns out she was lactose intolerant. She couldn't take milk. So think about that. If you've got people out there who are experiencing something in this, we pray for those who might need your intervention. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for her granddaughter, Brittany. It's Carmen, who's as daily healings, prayers that overcame brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church, as we say, and we pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louis, as we do each day. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Lord, we ask that you bless their family with a child. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We are in chapter 9 with verses 6 and 8. Finish up the paralytic's healing. Two stanza poem, it's ongoing, it's titled, To Divinely Heal, Jesus Was Fortified. Authority, man's son, no. Sins forgive on earth his surprise. Paralytic, he gestured to show. Home go, stretcher pick up and rise. Rose he, home he walked free. Awestruck, crowds God glorified. Being human has been given authority to divinely heal. Jesus was fortified. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's January 24th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close, in Jesus' name, today at 7:21, in the name of Jesus. 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 God bless you.